This is HDN.
Hey there, look at that. We're already at Thursday.
I want to start off today by saying a huge congratulations to the gang over at the Chronicle Herald.
Congratulations, gang at the Chronicle Herald.
Yeah.
Do I know why we're congratulating them?
I do.
Okay.
Their app has earned a second place finish at the International News Media Association Awards in San Francisco.
Nice app.
Yeah, well, this is the brand new one that they just launched back in December for iPads and iPhones and the like. It beat out Montreal's La Presse, but it did lose out to an app from Australia, and it was in the publication print category, and that's a huge deal, really. I mean, this is international competition.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, they didn't do it alone. It was developed with Mindsea Development right here in Halifax, and it's actually recognized as one of 2013's 6 best in all of Canada.
Well done, guys and gals.
Hey, we are celebrating a birthday this weekend.
Yay, good. Does that mean we get drunk?
I don't know. They might not appreciate it, or the birthday boy might not appreciate it.
No?
Merlin the Rainbow Macaw is celebrating a birthday at the Maritime Museum of the Atlantic.
Merlin's been known to toss back a few.
Now, I'm not familiar with Merlin. I mean, I know there's Gus the Tortoise the Natural Museum, the Museum of Natural History.
Gus is like 100 years old or something, isn't he?
He just turned 100. Yeah. But anyway, Merlin the Rainbow Macaw has a birthday on Saturday. I'm just trying to think. I think I remember going through there and seeing a huge bird cage and... But I mean, it's been... I hate to say this, but it's been forever since I've been there. I mean, at least a decade.
How old is Merlin?
12th birthday. There it
All
is
right.
there. Yes.
So it very easily could have been more than 12 years ago that you were at the museum.
It's highly possible.
I think the last time I was at the museum, this shows how long ago this was, it was for a book launch.
Oh, okay.
Chris Mills was the author, and he wrote a book about various lighthouses in and around the Maritimes.
Right.
And we work with Chris Mills on the radio. He worked with both of us in different capacities. And
that was the last time you were at the Maritime Museum of the Atlantic?
I think so.
Okay.
When was the Titanic exhibit that they had that toured around there? And it was a while back, too.
Yeah, that was a couple of years ago, I think.
It's before Leonardo DiCaprio's voice had changed.
But I guess old Merlin the Macaw's got a live webcam, so you can watch him 24/7. And the party on Saturday starts at 9:30 in the morning with a scavenger hunt for kids. And then at 1 o'clock, they're doing arts and crafts in the small craft gallery. And then Merlin opens his presents and takes a bath at 3 p.m.
And we get to watch all of it.
But that's exactly what it says.
Bird porn.
He takes a bath in front of people at the museum and online. And you have to pay $9.99 a minute. So, of course, this weekend is the big royal visit, and Prince Charles got ready yesterday with a big piss-up and bake sale in London.
Oh, yeah, he can party down. You know what? I'd prefer to party with the macaw.
You think it'd be more exciting?
Probably, yeah.
But I guess he does this, or the royals do this on a regular basis before they leave for a foreign country. They host a party in London for nationals of said country. So, of course, coming to Canada, he invited a bunch of Canadians in London to join them for lunch. And kind
just
of...
Just random Canadians that they find on the street, or is it ambassadors?
No, I think it's, ambassadors and business leaders and stuff like that.
They look for the backpacks with the Canadian flags on the back.
Hey,
over here. 9 times out of 10, it's Americans that are pretending to be Canadians.
But interesting that for the first time ever, he conducted an interview, a television interview, with a Canadian television network. First time ever. George Strombolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobol
George?
I'm serious.
Snuffleupagus?
Yep. He conducted the interview with Prince Charles.
He's our David Frost. He's Canada's David Frost for the next millennium. I like him. You know what? I really do. I think I'm not saying anything badly about him.
No. I love him. I think he's a hell of an interview. Yes.
He tells it like it is and the whole bit. But I think it's very interesting that the royals, maybe they just don't know. Maybe he thinks he's being interviewed by the Stephanopoulos.
Oh, George Stephanopoulos.
Yeah, like on CNN. Oh, as opposed to George Snuffleupagus.
Ah, yes.
Or maybe he thinks he's being interviewed by Snuffleupagus from Sesame Street. Oh, yes. Oh, I love that guy. Sit down and interview.
So I have a feeling I didn't catch when this is all going to air. I suspect it's going to be sometime over the weekend when the royal visit begins. But just some other...
I wonder if he's going to do a quick bio. Yes, you know, we have Prince Charles is coming in, but first, quick bio. Pew! And then they do the bios like they always do in a show. You know what? He might.
You know,
there's a whole generation of people that really don't know who the hell Charles is.
True that. Just some other quick royal notes here. The official florist for the royal visit, none other than Neville McKay.
Really?
Oh,
boy,
yeah.
He hasn't said anything about that.
Haven't seen
on Twitter
thing.
Or Facebook or anything. You know what? Neville is thrilled, and we're thrilled.
Him.
We're thrilled for you, Neville. We really are.
Yeah. If you are interested in catching the Duchess and the Prince whilst they are in Halifax, here are some of the key stopping points for them this weekend. 10 a.m. Monday morning at Grand Parade is the official welcome. And then later in the morning, the couple is going out to the Halifax Region Military Family Resource Center. 12:30, they hit the public gardens. The Prince of Wales will actually plant a tree beside an oak tree that was planted by his grandfather. The Duchess is scooting across the harbor to Dartmouth for 12:30, where she will tour the Northbrook Community Center. And then the couple meets up again at 1:15 at the Seaport Farmers Market, where they will meet with local vendors. And they'll also meet up with the Hope Bloom's kids from Dragon's Den.
Sample a little bit of the salad dressing that they make?
Perhaps so, perhaps so. And then mid-afternoon, it's off to the Pier 21 Museum, and then they have tea there with some World War II vets and some war brides, and then that's it. They're out of Halifax.
But I do want to say that the invitation has been sent out for them to join us here in the Beaver Bank Bunker. Still haven't heard back from them.
No.
But our royal dogs here are really looking forward to seeing them.
And we can pull up a few more chairs around the table here and have a discussion.
Or just sit cross-legged. Sitting cross-legged on the floor with the royals. You know what? That would be a trip.
Now, I don't know if you're familiar with the CBC show This Is That. It's a satirical news show that presents some funny stuff.
CBC Radio or television?
Yes, oh, okay. Yes, but they also have a website where they post a lot of stuff as well. Mm-hmm. And the best part of the show is the listener feedback, because there are so many people out there that think it's absolutely for real.
Oh, like the Onion.
Exactly.
That type of thing.
Very similar. Okay. Very similar. Well, they pulled a fast one this week that went viral so fast and was taken so seriously that regional police actually had to issue a press release.
I'm liking this. What did they say?
Oh, my God. Well, according to the story, apparently it's now against the law here in Nova Scotia to eat breakfast sandwiches and drive.
Well, isn't it?
No, it's not. The press, regional...
Should be.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get to that one in a second.
Okay.
But regional police said, yesterday, one of our social media followers kindly brought a satirical article to our attention suggesting that eating breakfast sandwiches while driving is against the law. It quoted a fictitious HRP officer. We want to be clear that this is a spoof. We prefer people drive with their eyes on the road and both hands on the wheel, avoid distractions. Eat your breakfast sandwiches responsibly. So,
well, no, the reason I'm wondering about that is I saw somebody on Kelly and Michael, because daytime television I've become a big fan of lately.
Yes.
I forget who the actress was, but she said that she was given a ticket. It was like $180 or something like that down in New York for driving with an ice cream cone.
Really?
Yeah.
Like holding it.
I forget who
it
was. Yeah. Eating an ice cream cone while driving.
Wow. That's hardcore.
But think about it. It's true. I mean, the ice cream could fall off on your lap. It could drip. You're trying to stop it from dripping as it's getting on your good outfit or whatever. You swerve into traffic. I mean, anything that is distracting when you're behind the wheel of a car, you shouldn't be doing. End of story. You didn't think I was a vigilante like this, because I'm the worst offender.
Oof.
I'll tell you. Here's an example. Mm-hmm. And this is an absolutely true story, because I can talk about my past now. I don't think they can arrest me. There's a statute of limitations, isn't there?
But hopefully.
One time, working for Sun FM as the man in the van, I was doing a report, reading it, because I'd written it down. So I had a report in front of me.
Okay, so this is a piece of paper.
On the steering wheel, and I was reading it.
Mm-hmm.
I was holding up a cell phone, talking to the station. I was doing the report live, on the air.
Okay.
So a cell phone in one hand, holding up this piece of paper, on the steering wheel with the other hand.
Mm-hmm.
I had a Sony Walkman on so that I could actually, or a radio with
headphones.
With headphones on. Yeah. I was listening to the radio so I could hear the station when I was talking on this thing. You got it. Right hand, cell phone. It was one of those big mother cell phones too that was attached to the car. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I had a big cell phone in the right hand. I had this piece of paper on the steering wheel being held with my left. I was driving with my elbows and I had a headset on listening to the radio. Elbows. Oh, but wait, there's more. I was going around the Armdale Rotary while I was doing this.
Nice one.
I swear, all of those things are true in morning traffic.
And that was all perfectly legal back then.
Yeah, and I did it well. I was good at that. I really was. It was dangerous as all hell, but looking back at it, that's insane.
Yes.
Seriously, those cars can kill. They're heavy, they can kill pedestrians, they can kill you, and when you're driving a car, you should have both hands on the wheel.
End of story.
I mean, seriously, and I drink coffee and I eat when I'm driving, I'm the worst offender, but really, look at it. Should we be doing that?
Well,
really, should we be doing that?
I mean, do you see a day where it will be illegal to eat and or drink while driving?
Well, you know what? I would normally say then that's just Darwin's theory. If somebody wants to be that stupid and they go careening off a cliff, then that's fine.
Mm.
Then they're that stupid. But other people are involved too. There are pedestrians. You hear these stories of people going right up on sidewalks and careening into a crowd. Yeah, you know what? It should be illegal because it's damn dangerous. And same goes for texting. I mean, and you know what? Occasionally I'll get a text and I will secretly look down at it. But I'm so conscious of how long I take my eyes off the road when I look down. I have to look down like 5 or 6 times to actually get a few of the words.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody writes big words like you always do, by the way, you got to stop doing that. But that's another story. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
It really is dangerous. And, you know, I feel like the alcoholic that's saying you really shouldn't drink. Because I have been known to do all of these things. But really, should we? Is it really worth getting that breakfast sandwich into your face before? Like, even if you're at the lights and then you take a bite or two and then you put it on the passenger seat. You know what? That should be okay. But really, when you're driving, that's just so dangerous. I can't believe I'm starting to sound like my father was even worse than I was. I don't know who I'm sounding like.
Anyway, if you were one of the ones that passed that story around on social media this week, just a heads up, it's fake.
But hang on to it, because it might be real soon enough. I should give a shout out to Randy's. I went and got a slice at Randy's Pizza.
Hey, Randy's!
That's my place I go and get my slice. They have the biggest slices in Sackville. I've measured. And boy, they are good. I don't know what they put in there, but it's addictive. Now, I know people at Pizza Delic are going to get upset because we've sworn up and down that we love Pizza Delic. We still do.
Oh, yeah. That's our house pizza.
You have to realize I eat pizza like 9-10 times a day. I love my pizza. So hi to Randy's. Good to have you on board. They're listening to the podcast right now. They're following us on Twitter at HFX News. Maybe you can. Hey, I know. Sponsor us. Sponsor us, advertise on our show, and pay us in pizza.
There we go. Pay us in pizza.
Our house is personally keeping at least 4 pizza places in Sackville up and running.
Hey, support local.
We do. We support you all. So don't get mad. No fighting amongst yourselves. We love you all. Even the ones that come and go, and there are some fly-by-nights that show up and then they leave, and then other ones that move. I tell you, it's a whole pizza soap opera going on Sackville Drive.
Mm.
But I got to tell you, the big favorites right now, Randy's for the slice and Pizza Delic for the pizza. And then, of course, our own Beaver Bank pizza. That's always good. They have a great extra large special. Maybe we'll do a pizza podcast sometime.
Yeah, let's think on that.
Nothing but pizza. You submit one slice each and we will go through and take a tour. Oh, you know what else is good? Down at the other end, Alexandra's pizza?
Yes.
Oh, great sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Love that pizza. I'm liking this idea. We'll have a whole pizza podcast where you and I will just eat pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe we'll have people vote online, although that's not quite as yummy for us.
No.
And we'll pick the best pizza in Halifax. Or, sorry, in Sackville.
I smell a contest.
Oh, I smell pizza. And don't forget, tomorrow is the day that we jump into the mailbag. So if you want to email us, get over to the website, jamieandlisa.ca, or email us directly, jamieandlisa@yahoo.ca. We'd love to hear from you, and we'll read your mail tomorrow.
Until then.